Mike Adams.
The whole country is run by Big Pharma. The lawmakers are prostitutes for the drug companies. The media is funded by the drug companies.
The Health Ranger Report.
The whole system exists to do nothing other than push more drugs to more people and keep people sick so that they have repeat business. That's it.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I'm now calling this Las Vegas shooting Mission Impossible because it is physically impossible for it to have been carried out in the way we're told through the official narrative, which claims, ridiculously, that a retired, flabby 64-year-old accountant with a gambling problem and no weapons experience, no military training, just stumbles upon 10 automatic weapons and has the incredible superhuman endurance, strength, stamina, and skills and experience to keep reloading these weapons, clearing jams, swapping out hot barrels or whatever else was needed to lay down highly effective fields of fire from an elevated distant position in order to cause this chaos. The official explanation is completely ludicrous. I've been looking into this more and more. There's no question the official explanation is an outright lie. Now, it's not a lie that people were, of course, harmed, injured, and killed. That part is true. There's no question people were injured and killed. And my prayers go out to those families and those the people who have been killed, you know, their souls. This is a sad, horrific day. But we owe it to those people to get to the bottom of this situation and get real answers. And that's my job. I'm Mike Adams. I'm an award-winning journalist. I'm part of the independent media, one of the leaders in that space. Got a couple of websites like naturalnews.com and shootings.news where we're covering this. So my job is to ask questions. Now, it just so happens I have very strong training and familiarity with a multitude of firearms. I train with special forces. I train with police officers. I do a lot of long-range shooting. So I understand the physics of shooting, and I understand that the official explanation is total crap. So I'm going to share all of that with you right here in this recording, and I appreciate you joining me. I mean, just like you, I want to get to the bottom of this. I want to find out what is actually happening. So let's get to the impossibility of this. Number one, as I kind of hinted there at the beginning, people who don't have familiarity with firearms think that you can just, I don't know, pick up a machine gun and just easily, comfortably lay down highly effective fields of fire. They have no idea that, number one, running a fully automatic weapon is very, very difficult. It requires incredible strength and incredible stamina to do it for any sustained period of time. That guy, Stephen Paddock, this flabby senior citizen, you know, 64-year-old accountant with a gambling problem, I don't think he could fire an automatic weapon for 10 seconds, not even to mention 10 minutes. They're saying that he alone somehow hiked all this ammo up to his room, you know, thousands of pounds of ammunition to his room, and 10 rifles for some reason, even though he's only one person. And then somehow he magically gained like Navy SEAL strength and like a 24-year-old expert, you know, machine gunner from the Navy SEALs or something, or special forces level expertise, that he somehow magically acquired this and then was able to just expertly wield these weapons from this 32nd floor hotel room, which, by the way, requires a calculation of elevated shooting. I don't know if you know this, but if you're ranging weapons, the range is different on flat ground than it is if you're shooting from an elevated position. Let's see. For example, if you have a 20-degree declination, that would be 94% of the distance is how you would range it. You know, 10% downward grade is, I think, 98%. 20% is 94%. 30% is 87%, and so on. You know, those of us who are long-range shooters, we have these numbers memorized, but guys like Paddock, they don't have these numbers memorized because they don't even know that that exists. They have no idea that you have to, you know, take the cosine to get the actual ranging distance. So unless he has training, he's very unlikely to hit anything, you know, depending on the distance and depending on the elevation and so on. But this was a highly elevated position, we are told. So number one, I don't think this guy could handle a weapon I don't think he has the stamina to handle a full auto-firing weapon, and I don't think he could effectively hit anything with it, even if he did. But let's assume that I'm totally wrong about all that stuff. I want you to listen to the weapons fire from the raw footage that's posted on YouTube, because you can clearly hear it's more than one weapon. So I'm going to play this for you. This is from a video. Just going to play a little bit of audio here for you. Listen to this. This is more than one weapon. All right, there is absolutely no question. Anyone familiar with firearms, anyone who's been a soldier, anyone who's been on a battlefield, when you play that audio for them, and you don't have to tell them it's Mandalay Bay, they will tell you, oh yeah, that's multiple automatic weapons fired layered on top of each other. You can hear the bursts. You can hear the overlaying cadences of the at least two weapon systems. So we're talking about, again, back to Mission Impossible. The official narrative is that this senior citizen, retired accountant, flabby, non-trained, non-weapons expert guy is now firing two fully automatic weapons, I guess one in each hand, like Arnold Schwarzenegger in one of his earlier films from the 1980s, you know. You would have to be a Hulk to be able to hold and fire two fully automatic weapons, but magically, Stephen, what's his name, Paddock, is credited with this. So we're talking about multiple automatic weapons. Now, there's more to this. This thing is so, the official explanation is so absurd. It's just mind-boggling at this point. Now, there's also the fact that this shooting took place at night, and if you're shooting fully automatic weapons from a dark hotel room, which is what we're told and what is caught on various camera angles, you would see muzzle flashes, you know? Because there's little explosions happening inside the barrel, right? So they're muzzle flashes, actually big flashes, that would be coming out of the barrel. If you look at all of the online videos, there are no muzzle flashes coming out of that room on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel. No muzzle flashes. I've looked at multiple videos again and again, and unless I've missed something, which I suppose is always a possibility, but I'm looking at videos, listening to the gunfire in real time, and watching the 32nd floor in that video, and there's no muzzle flashes. So not only is this Mission Impossible magic, not only has it managed to turn this flabby old accountant into a special forces weapons expert virtually overnight, but they've also been able to block the production of light. So I guess they can alter the laws of biology and physics at the same time. That's amazing. That's really amazing. Wow, the official explanation gets more and more insane the closer you look into this. Now, if shots were really raining down from the 32nd floor with full auto machine gun fire, you would see muzzle flashes that, of course, match the sounds with a delay because light travels faster than sound does. So you would see like a burst of light, you see like in terms of light, and then you would hear the rounds, you know, hitting pavement, you know, or the rounds emitting from the gun. You would hear it in accordance with the bursts of light that you would see. Everybody who's a soldier knows this. They know that if you're under fire and you want to return fire, you look for the muzzle flashes. It's like U.S. Marine Training 101. And those of you who are Marines listening to this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. How do you identify targets, especially at night? You look for the muzzle flashes. And yeah, some people run guns with what are called flash hiders. And as you know, flash hiders don't actually hide the flashes. They may slightly reduce the signature, but they don't hide flashes. They just make them a little less visible. But it's still visible, especially at night. Firing out of a dark hotel room at night, you're going to see the muzzle flashes. No question about it. Now, moving on to other aspects of Mission Impossible here. If you were in a hotel room, oh, by the way, let me just interrupt this and say, there were people on CNN, survivors of the event, that were telling CNN that there were multiple shooters from multiple angles, by the way. And it's out there. All these witnesses are talking about multiple shooters from multiple angles. So this is not just my analysis. It's out there. But the official story is this one lone gunman. Sound familiar? Like the JFK assassination? Oh, it's a lone gunman. Don't ask any more questions. Don't look any further. Oh, and guess what? The guy shot himself. How convenient. Yeah, we can't ask him any questions, can we? No, he shot himself. Case closed. The FBI already said case closed. No, don't worry. It doesn't involve terrorism. It doesn't involve ISIS. The same FBI that has spent like a year and a half investigating Trump and still can't clear him for the Russia conspiracy has managed to clear Stephen Paddock in less than 12 hours. Isn't that called beyond Mission Impossible. That's like investigation impossibilities right there with the FBI. Or maybe they've been waving magic wands over their heads and they've suddenly gained investigations competence. Suddenly they can clear people in 12 hours after a shooting. That's amazing. Wow. They should get all the cases done in the next week, I guess, because they're so fast now. They're so effective. It's amazing. We're lucky to have them. We should bring James Comey back, right? This stuff's incredible. All right, but getting back to the room, if I don't know if you've ever fired full auto weapons, but from an enclosed space, they generate a tremendous amount of smoke and heat. So number one, the smoke alone, pretty soon you can't breathe, okay? And you can't see either because you're smoking the barrel for one thing. The barrel is actually smoking at that point. You're smoking off all the grease and lubrication inside the weapon system, by the way. All that grease and stuff, it's basically axle grease, all your gun lubricant, all that stuff smokes off at a certain temperature. And boy, you get to those temperatures very, very quickly when you're doing full automatic, fully automatic weapons fire. You're smoking all your grease out. And the barrel's smoking, all the paint and everything. Well, not paint, but the anodizing is starting to cook. Everything's cooking in that gun. And this is why, like the old German machine guns, like the MG42s, you had to swap out barrels because the barrel would get so hot. You would cook the barrel. You'd smoke the barrel. You'd ruin it. So even to have a weapon that can handle this kind of sustained automatic fire is highly, highly unusual. And then to have somebody who knows how to use it, how to effectively swap out mags, clear jams, handle the recoil, and be able to aim and breathe while carrying this out, we're talking, again, highly, highly trained, special forces level people. This is not Joe the accountant, the retired gambling addict, senior citizen down the road, Mr. Flabby Tum Tum, who just suddenly snapped and picked up an automatic rifle and decided to lay down highly effective fire to try to murder 500 people. It doesn't work that way. And it's just the very fact that anybody even believes that story just shows you how ignorant and illiterate people are about firearms. I mean, just humping all the ammo up to that room was quite an effort all by itself. It could be done. I get it. It could be done, but it's not a small deal. It would take a huge effort. So in summary, you put all this together, it really is Mission Impossible. Here's the upshot of this, my analysis. Number one, there's more than one shooter because you can clearly hear more than one automatic weapon system running. You can hear it. You'd have to be brain dead not to hear it. It's right in the videos. You can hear multiple automatic weapon systems. Like I said, like one automatic weapon system has a very reliable cadence. And I've given this demonstration before. It's like, that's one automatic weapon system. That system has a given rate of fire. The rate of fire does not change. It doesn't get faster or slower. It is a very narrowly defined rate of fire, which is defined by the physics and the cycling of the bolt system and so on. Now, the bolt carrier group, if it's an AR-style weapon, I don't know what kind of weapon he had, but it cycles at a given rate. Now, if you hear fire and then it's interrupted by something else that changes that rate like this, what you're hearing is a second system layered, a second automatic weapon system layered on top of the first one. You're hearing two machine guns, effectively, two of them combined, and that's what we hear in the video. There's no question about it. Any forensic audio analysis would have to conclude this is more than one weapon. So it is impossible for, I think it's impossible for this guy, Stephen Paddock, to run one automatic weapon system sustained for 10 minutes. I think that's physically impossible for a guy like that. You would have to have training. You would have to have stamina, endurance, muscle strength. I mean, expert weapons operating experience in order to do that. But the idea that he could run two of them is just ludicrous. Ludicrous. The explanation makes no sense. Either the FBI is incompetent, or they're withholding information, or I don't know. I don't want to go into other alternate explanations yet until we know more. But I'm just saying that the official explanation is total nonsense, complete bunk, absolute bunk. So, what does this mean? It means there were other shooters involved, and they made Paddock the scapegoat. They put a bullet in his head probably before the shooting even started. They put a bullet in his head, staged him there, you know, on the floor, wherever they found him in that room, loaded up the room with guns, and then they radioed their buddies to start opening fire from other locations, multiple angles, and those people opened fire and then, you know, left the scene. And then they called in, you know, the room for Paddock on the 32nd floor. There's your guy. There's your guy. And then the police break down the door. What do you know? It's all over. He's all dead. Case closed. Oh, how's that for good forensic investigations by the police and the FBI? Well, case closed. No more need to investigate anything else. It's all been solved. Bullet to the head. Solved. Right? This is the story they're telling us. And remember how impossible their story is, that this guy who has no military experience, who is not an athlete, again, he's a flabby 64-year-old accountant with a gambling problem, who doesn't own any guns, never shot any guns, according to his brother, who was interviewed by the media, by the way, had no military experience, doesn't even talk about guns, knows nothing about guns, just suddenly acquired these amazing skills and the physical stamina, endurance. He can see through smoke. He can put rounds on target without any training. He knows how to expertly swap out magazines, and he can handle two fully automatic machine guns at the same time. Wow. That is some training program. Huh. That's like an overnight super soldier program. Maybe they should roll that out to the rest of the military and save themselves the years of training that are normally required to have that level of skill in operating such a weapon. It takes years to do that. Not some guy snapped 3 days ago. Doesn't work that way. These mainstream media reporters are so freaking stupid. None of them have ever shot fully automatic weapons. They don't know how hard it is. They have no clue. If they pull the trigger, that gun would just rip right straight vertical. They'd be shooting up into the sky, and their shoulder would be black and blue and sore for a week from a 2 second burst. They have no idea how difficult it is to manage these weapon systems. You know, I train in just semi-automatic fire, just like AR-15, semi-auto, running courses, hostage rescue, self-defense, all kinds of things like that. And managing recoil is hard enough just on a regular semi-auto system. You got to have a lot of experience to manage recoil without automatic fire. You add in automatic fire, the average citizen, forget it. They can't hit jack. They're just shooting the sky. This whole official explanation is total nonsense, physically impossible, which is why I'm calling it Mission Impossible. Maybe we can get Tom Cruise to come in and star in the next episode of Mission Impossible, recreating the Las Vegas shooting using magic wands, you know, and sky hooks and helicopters and special effects. Who knows what else they would need to try to recreate it. But the official story, total nonsense. Follow more news about all this at shootings.news, and be safe, everybody. The world's getting crazy out there. And yeah, you can't trust any official sources to even tell you the truth anymore. They're all just constantly lying about everything all the time. And if you know anything about the laws of physics or firearms, you know that all the official explanations are total bunk. Absolute bunk, which means they're lying to you again about another mass shooting. Huh. Big surprise? Of course not.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.